Is Jesus weak? Is Jesus woke? Some who call themselves religious are answering that question with a resounding yes. Maybe you've been aware of this within your church or those who you know, but we were alerted to this on a much wider scale thanks to Russell Moore. Mr. Moore had been a top official for the Southern Baptist Convention. Now he's editor-in-chief for Christianity Today. He's also a fervent critic of Donald Trump for a variety of reasons. Moore, in a recent interview with NPR, revealed how pastors are being confronted by diehard Trump supporters who sit in church pews for the teachings that these pastors are giving. Reading from the interview here, multiple pastors tell me essentially the same story about quoting the Sermon on the Mount, parenthetically, in their preaching, turn the other cheek, and to have someone come up after to say, "Where did you get those liberal talking points?" Moore said, when the pastor would say, "I'm literally quoting Jesus Christ," the response would be, "Yes, but that doesn't work anymore. That's weak." Let's go to Matthew chapter 5 and review Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and examine this new and sadly growing response to it. Of course, Jesus begins with the Beatitudes. That's verses 3 through 12, where he declares how the meek, the poor in spirit, the merciful, pure in heart, peacemakers are among the blessed. The meek being blessed, that's certainly being pushed back against by, I'll call them the angry Christians. They're called to be peacemakers, another objection those who see Jesus as being weak have. At the same time, how many angry Christians wrongly see themselves in verse 10 being persecuted for a righteous cause, in this case believing the lies and conspiracies about the 2020 election, the numerous court cases involving Donald Trump? Moving forward to verse 22, Jesus says, "But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment, and whoever says to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council, but whoever says, you fool, shall be in danger of hellfire." Scroll through social media comments, read reports about how innocent people are being threatened and attacked. Look at how public officials and judges have to increase their personal security. Does it sound like these angry Christians are understanding those words of Jesus? Since these angry Christians stand with Donald Trump, let's take a look at verse 28, where Jesus says, "But I say to you that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart." So how does Donald Trump, a man so many place in equality with Almighty God, as we've seen with the many signs and flags declaring at an even equal playing God, guns, and Trump, another one is "In God we trust, in Trump we believe," how does Donald Trump measure up with what Jesus says in that verse? Not well. All right, now let's get to the real heavy-duty problem angry Christians have with Jesus. Let's go to verses 38 through 40. Jesus saying, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also." Then there is verses 44 and 45 with Jesus saying, "But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust." Reading those verses makes me wonder what the pages of the Bible these angry Christians hold look like. Are verses like those redacted like, classified document? Jesus in his Sermon on the Mount continues by teaching about giving to the needy, praying, laying up treasures in heaven, so much more. If a believer in your life has fallen prey to the forces spreading lies and conspiracies to the point where they're calling Jesus weak or woke, you as a Christian and a believer have a duty to rescue them from that darkness. You are the light, and the light is the only way we are able to see God's truth. We prefer to look at the secular world as being separate from our faith and beliefs. This, however, is one of those times when the two need to be compared and contrasted in the effort to deprogram the angry Christian who has fallen for the lies and conspiracies. So sit down with that person with Matthew chapter 5, verses 15 through 20 from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, which begins with, "Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves," and ask them about what they see and what they believe. What are the achievements? Have words been followed by successful actions? Is it all just about money and politics? Help them see the truth that only comes from God through his son Jesus. Our duty to do this is explained in James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.